Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. We'll give you the winner here in a moment. Headed off to Brad Thor with me. But, you know, I know every person I meet, they ask me all the time before we're at an event, something like, whatever happened with X? Like, whatever happened with this maniac, Brian Sims, the state representative, remember, Center City, Philadelphia, 1,000 people came out for a rally. Why wasn't something done about that? Well, that's a great question. Finally, somebody is, and here's your opportunity to support him on that. It's a big issue. This guy, a maniac for Planned Parenthood, going after what he called an old white lady, saying the rosary. You know what Brian Sims did that, the guy that I remember? Remember the guy asked him, where are you from? And I think he said Langhorne or Lancaster or something. He said, I don't care. I was just asking you that. You know, you're dirt to me. Get out of here. You're not allowed to be praying here. And then he made a bad mistake. Three girls and a mom, and asking people to dox them, give their information, their home addresses, and all the rest. Now, some people think that that's even criminal. You may remember, I still think the U.S. attorney at the federal level is looking into this. But people say, well, what about in Harrisburg? You know how much and people we had on and everything else. Well, Jerry Knowles is a great guy. He's been with us before in issues like this. He is a Republican from Berks, Carbon, and Schuylkill counties. And he has called now, source told me and sent it to me, since you won't see this in the local media here. I don't know why incompetency I'll put it up to. He has a memo calling for censure of Representative Brian Sims. Jerry Knowles, Representative Knowles, joins us again here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Representative, welcome, and thanks for the great work that you do.
Well, Dom, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for the great work that you do.
Well, you know, I've heard from a couple sources there that are really good, and they're on board with you on this, but they don't see Republicans, running down to your office and wanting to sign up. They think people don't remember stuff like this and how outrageous it was. It lessens their credibility if they don't take action.
Well, I will tell you that each day the number of co-sponsors it continue to grow. I would urge my colleagues and anybody that's listening to call your state representative.
Yes.
And if he is on as a co-sponsor or she is on as a co-sponsor, thank them for doing so. And if not, ask them to consider getting on as a co-sponsor. I mean, Representative Sims' behavior was just outrageous. I mean, what he did, he bullied these ladies.
Yes.
He bullied them. He mocked them for praying. Now, this would have been bad enough had it just been the average woman or man on the street. But he did this as a state representative. He did it telling them
yes,
who he was.
That's exactly right. He was proud of it. And he also, I think, may have crossed a criminal line there when he called for the doxing of those girls and the mom. Now we're into something that can have very serious repercussions.
Well, I have sent a letter. I sent it on May the 10th to the Attorney General asking him to look into it in terms of the it being criminal activity.
Well, good for you on that, too. So you're saying you are getting sponsors on this so far?
I am, and that sponsorship list grows day after day.
Are any of them, Jerry, are any of them in our area so that, you know, I like to have people not only call to complain, but we want to reinforce, we want to do the positive call when we know it's somebody doing the right thing so that they do more of the right things because they know they're on the right radar screen here.
Well, the guy that comes to mind, and I think he has been on your show, and that's Steve Barrar.
Oh, yeah.
See
Yeah.
Steve has been very supportive and has been very helpful to me, and I certainly thank him for that. That is the only one, quite frankly, that comes to mind. Now I've not checked the list. I've not checked the list in the last hour or so, but I will tell you that I've heard from my office that there were at least five more that signed on this morning.
Good.
You know, Dom, there's a couple of things, if you'll allow me, that I just want to make some points here.
Sure.
As I said, I think it's of the utmost importance that this guy identify himself as a state representative when he was conducting this outrageous behavior. I think it's interesting to know they were all females. I didn't see Mr. Tough Guy approaching any males. It was all females. And I would think that the ladies that I talk to are just, you know, first of all, they're outraged by his behavior. And we're talking about people that were peacefully protesting and praying. And, you know, Tom, had this been a conservative Republican?
Oh, God, yes.
They would be asking for his resignation, and they would be relentless. They would be like a dog with a bone. They would not let up until that particular Republican conservative resigned. Well, you know, in all fairness, I think people need to know this. I have reached out to him privately on a number of occasions, and I have very respectfully told him that what I think what you've done is wrong. You need to apologize to the victims of your behavior, to those two ladies and three young ladies. You need to apologize to this institution for the shame that you brought upon the institution itself. And you know, I think all we want is a sincere, listen, I'm sorry. I did a bad thing. It was a mistake. I apologize. I hope you will accept my apology, and it won't happen again.
How does he respond? How does he respond to that? Because that's a reasonable request.
He has not responded, Dom. I've sent him two emails.
Okay.
The first one I sent to him and only him. The second one I sent to him, reminding him, and I copied the majority leader, the minority leader, and the speaker. I have yet to hear from him, and I asked him. I would truly appreciate a response. He has not responded. And by the way, Dom, resolution has been introduced. It's House Resolution 387. When your callers are calling their representative, they can give them the number, House Resolution 387.
Good. And 1.2, this has practical consequence because what it could come down to is he could be removed from standing committees, a la what Republicans did with Steve King in the Congress, and I think they were correct to do it there. Any Democrats, particularly the women, not appalled by this and tell you privately or whatever that they might sign off? One or two Democrats certainly would help, I would think.
Well, you know, I haven't heard from any Democrats in church. I've reached out to one or two of them. You know, coincidentally, there's one or two of them who are actually who are friends of the victims. And you know, I just am amazed. You know, either he doesn't realize what he did was so bad, and the guy's an attorney. I would think that he realizes what he did was bad and shameful. I get a sense that he just doesn't care. And for us to just walk away from this thing is just not the way that I think it should be. You know, if he apologized sincerely to the victims and the institution, but there needs to be some consequence here. And quite frankly, you know, many people that may not know what a censure is. It's really, you know, I guess the best way of saying it is it's a formal it's a formal and public condemnation of a House member for unacceptable behavior.
Mm-hmm.
For
yeah, absolutely.
For something that would be conduct on becoming a state representative. And, you know, the sanctions, you know, we can do a number of things as the House would deem appropriate. You know, I quite frankly have asked that he be removed from all standing committees that he currently serves on, and that he not be appointed to any committees or commissions or anything associated with his position as a state rep.
That's fair enough. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, for the time on short notice. And it's House Resolution 387. We have people calling us already that are calling their representative as we speak.
Tom, thank you very much. I deeply appreciate your interest in this. And again, I would hope that all of my colleagues would call in and sign on to House Resolution 387.
Thank you, Jerry Knowles. Thank you very much. Representative Jerry Knowles here on Talk Radio 1210. These are women. Isn't that what we always hear? From girls doxing them and the like. All right? 855-839-1210. Stephen Berard, he said, signed on. He doesn't know of any from our area there. Now, don't let them tell you, I don't know, their staff. What? Just say, look, here it is. Resolution 387, Brian Sims, censure. You know exactly what it is. And if they say that and they're not going to be on board, tell me. You can just tell Bill and Bill will tell me, and we'll go after a few of these people. People want something done. They don't want to be told, you know what? You send us here. We got an R in front of our name. We're conning you, but we're never really going to do anything, and we're hopeful that you're going to forget. Now, Big Mouth Dom, we'll deal with him. He's a big mouth. What does it matter what Brian Sims said? Why was the whole nation talking about this? Come on, it was. You know why? How out of control he was, how entitled he was, the victims, the doxing, and the fact that he taped all of it. It wasn't hearsay. He put it up. He was proud of it. And he has it. There you go. And he hasn't apologized at any kind of level. This is more than a full time coming. I'm told inside a lot of Republicans, oh, I don't know if we should be doing this. People have forgotten about it. They think you're morons. They think you're going to continue to send them. Here's my R. Send me to Harrisburg. I got the big R here. You know, next week I'll be coming up for a way of these rhinos. They're not just rhinos. They're just cynical. This happens on every issue. They think they'll skate on everything. Well, we have the Republican majority. Yet, what do you do? This is one that's completely, the governor can't stop them. No one can stop them. They have the clear majority. What are they going to do with this guy? 855-839-1210. So I'm asking you, will you call your representative? Then let us know. I thought Stephen Berard would be right on this. He's an excellent representative. This is a layup. Just make him apologize at least. We've had on the mom. Come on. You don't get away with something. He's right. Here's the other thing we're trying to do. Trying to hold these Democrats in the media to the same standard they put Republicans through. The representative just made the point. If this were a Republican, if this were a conservative Republican screaming, I'm a congressman, I'm a representative, and doxing people and calling people names just because they're white and old and saying the rosary. My God. What was he doing that day? Oh, it was on several days. This is what he does. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.